You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Got an email about cheating.
Is he for it or against it?
No, he's...
Yeah, he's for it.
Until
he was for it before he was against it?
Well, before his wife was against it. That, therein lies the story.
And being against it was a problem for him.
Married,
so to speak.
Mid-50s. I don't know how long ago this was. Side piece, not yet 30. We talked about being tan all over. She surprised me one afternoon at my business meeting.
Tan.
By being tan.
I thought you said 10 all over.
No, tan. All over.
A-10.
Yeah.
Right.
Oh, that's better. 10 all over sounds creepy.
She had used a spray roll-on type tanning product and was very complete. Everything.
Right.
So he, quote-unquote, got down to business. Got his head squeezed. The problem is the tanning product was not the best. My mouth, cheeks, even my ears are now tan. Dead giveaway.
That's fine.
Dead giveaway.
Right. Needless to say, not married anymore, but still with side chick.
No, what you have to do on the way home is stop at a tanning spray.
Yeah.
And spray yourself full.
But it could have been.
Do a full-on Trump at that point.
Yeah, but it could have been 11 o'clock at night.
Yeah, you're right. Didn't think anything of it.
Or three, or, anything.
I really don't know how you explain that away. I've explained some stuff away in my life, but I've never explained that.
Well, apparently you don't.
You don't?
Yeah, there wouldn't be a way.
I have tanned on my side of my face that match her thighs, obviously.
That stuff sticks around.
I'm just good for the dude. She's not even 30, and he's in his mid-50s taking care of that. Sugar daddy. I bet you once his wife dumped him, the under-30-year-old chick dumped him.
No, he said he's still with her.
Still all together?
Yeah, he said in the email, still with the side chick.
Is it a first piece now? Not a side piece?
Well, yeah, I'm sure she's the main piece now.
What did he refer to her as
side
there,
piece
at the end?
He said still with the
still
side chick.
With side,
side chick.
So
is she not a side chick now? Is she the?
Can you be with side chick?
Well, then she's your chick.
She's
not a side chick anymore.
Right. She apparently hasn't gotten the upgrade.
All right. Well, take that.
I would assume that's an automatic promotion.
Yeah, unless the guy doesn't want it or she doesn't want it.
Yeah. It should be still with chick.
All right.
That dude had to know as soon as he looked in the mirror. It's like, oh no.
No.
You get yelled at by your wife, and you've got tanner all over your mouth.
You got nothing.
Yeah,
you really got nothing. You know,
and there's nothing that'll clean that off. Apparently,
I don't know.
I don't think so. My daughter will do that. She'll come home from her friend's house, and it'll be all over her hands. It'll just stay there for days.
Yep.
Yeah, but I've
seen them all too. They all do it for the prom.
Yeah,
and they all get their hair done. They all spray themselves.
If I'm that guy, though, I'm exhausting all avenues before going home. I mean, I'm going to go get some paint thinner and rub it on my face. I'm going to I'm going to try a few things.
Yeah, it sounded like he didn't care if he got caught.
Maybe not.
Yeah.
Maybe not.
Might be costing him some cash, though.
He should have just painted his face like Ace Frehley.
That's right. Go full on, man.
That really solves everything, doesn't it? Yeah, when in doubt,
show
put on the face paint.
For no reason.
Something new I'm trying, honey. I'm going to do this all day, every day. Yeah.
It was a Kiss-themed meeting today.
Yeah. We're going all week. She's like, they paint their ears, too? We do now.
We'll take that call, ladies. You get spray tans. Can your thighs get on the guy's face?
I want to know how the guy got busted.
Yeah. I want to know how that conversation
went. I want to know if he knew that he was walking into a room and he had this stuff on him.
Or he didn't know.
Or he had no idea he was asked.
Right. He walked in.
What's all this stuff on you?
Yeah,
nothing.
Yeah, there's something in your teeth. There's thighs in your face. Right.
Right.
And then he went in and said, you're right. I hope he didn't know at all when he showed up. Like, it's dark. You left the woman's place. You got it.
Right. Your ear's all brown.
Yeah, the next morning he's eating his Cheerios.
Yeah.
Well, he said it was a quote-unquote business meeting, so I'm assuming that happened during the day,
right.
Okay.
So he may have gotten back in the car at least and seen himself in the mirror and went, oh, damn it.
Yeah, how do you not notice that?
Or,
if it's during the day, you got to go somewhere and beg someone to take care of it.
Well, that means he also probably had, she made him strip besides his face. That means he had tanning right across his crotch area.
Well, but he only mentioned the head area.
That would be easier to hide.
He had to get some too, Craig, don't you think? Well, you mentioned it. You did say the kind of word there.
I did say that kind of word, didn't I?
Maybe there was tanned, maybe like a little spot on his belly. that was tanned.
Right.
From a, you know, talking and,
or just one area right. that wasn't
right.
tanned.
Where the forehead bounces.
That's it.
Yeah. Okay.
I love that book, by the way, Where the Forehead Bounces.
If the tanning stuff rubs off onto you, the point is it rubs off.
Right. Oh, it definitely does. Yeah. Especially if you get done that day. Nick's
so
right.
He could have done
I've seen
scrubbing.
My daughter's had it done, her friends have had it done, and right after the fact, and you're right, it's all over.
Her hands look at
yeah,
yeah,
it's all over.
Oh, I'm being told lemon juice takes it off.
There's an at-home kit?
No, they go. They would spray, but they do it for like dances and stuff.
Yeah, they have like self tanners too. Yeah.
If it rubbed off onto him,
it rubbed off. Yeah.
I thought you had to go into a booth to
you
get
do.
It done.
But when you show up at home, it's still fresh.
Sure.
You know?
I think they have some lotion. My daughter and her friends will have like some lotion or something that
right.
they just.
Yeah.
I don't know.
They have that
it's not
too.
At our house, but yeah. yeah. It's yeah. She looks so ridiculous when she comes over. Like, what do you do? Like, put gloves on. Well, this guy, if he would have made different decisions to like, you know, not put his face there, would have he might have been able to get away with it.
Yeah, he might have.
Yeah, but you got to.
When you said under 30, you got to, Craig. You got to. Kiss an angel. You got to.
I got nothing
got
on this.
To,
it's not an option.
I'll worry about it later.
Getting his face squeezed.
Yeah.
Not an option.
Yeah. Mid-50s, before 30. Yep. That is not an option.
That would suck. You'd have to meet with the lawyer, and you've got self-tanner all over your face. What happened? It's got this.
I get it. Yeah, we'll take a ride. That guy just emailed that this morning, too, so he's listening, I'm sure.
Yeah. At least it's a clean break.
Yeah, but you know what? If he's mid-50s, there's kids involved somewhere. Maybe grown,
yeah,
though. Maybe grown for him, you know. His kids might be grown, so at least he's got that going. But he's still going to have a bitchy wife yelling at him, and nobody wants that.
He may have had that before.
Yeah.
Your friends would never let you hear the end of it.
It didn't get any better.
Yeah, no. But when they're really mad at you, it's probably worse.
Yeah.
Like you were cheating on them.
Yeah. I mentioned this before. I was aware of a guy, or I heard a story about a guy a few years ago that his wife questioned him while he was in the shower about why he had a rubber in his pocket.
And he was actually in the shower.
He was actually in the
and
shower.
She found a rubber in his
time.
Jeans?
Yeah.
And they didn't use them, right?
No.
How'd he get away from that? Or did you not?
I think it the time.
Oh, so she forgave him?
I don't know how that
did he just
out.
deny?
I don't know how that worked
it's in
out.
Case I cheat. Like before he cheats, in case I cheat.
Yeah, I don't know
that's
that.
That's a guy's song. That was the comeback song to What's Your Face?
Carrie Underwood.
Yeah. It was called In Case I Cheat.
I don't know about all that. Yeah, I don't remember how it worked out. But, you know, that's one of those where you, oh, no.
And a rubber and fresh jeans, too, by the way. Yeah. Like there were some old
you
jeans.
You just took them off.
You're done, man.
Well, you know. Oh,
the only way.
He may have tried to go with the it's not used defense.
Well, I say.
Doesn't help.
I don't think it helps.
Why would it be used?
Was there a funny name on it? Because sometimes the comedians will give us, like, we'll get product.
Right.
With rubbers.
I don't
We could probably get away with it, although I would never try that.
Yeah. I don't think it was that.
No, all right.
I probably took just some home once. I wasn't even thinking of it. Yeah. There was there was a bartender at the Funny Bone once that was like, university was involved with like making like sure everybody had like safe sex or whatever.
Right, right.
So that she had like this little baggie that had like, you know, some candies and a pamphlet and a couple of condoms. And she's like, oh, here. Take this one, just like take it home, and sir, my wife's like, "What's with that?"
But,
Well, I don't know. I guess I'm an idiot.
Oh, you're right. This caused this conversation. It was just,
you didn't even think about it.
But it was still the baggie, right? You didn't take one out and stuff.
Yeah.
So I think you get away with it there.
Yeah, it was with other stuff.
Right.
Right.
So at least you had that going.
She's
for
like,
you.
"Why do you need these?" I'm like, "Well, I guess I don't."
No, you should said.
I don't know. There was a candy bar in there.
There was candy.
Well, what you could have said would have dug the hole even deeper. I don't know. Some college girl gave them to me.
Yeah, right.
I say you go with the free sample defense.
Yeah,
there you go.
That guy.
Yeah,
you're trying anything. You're in that position, but he has to think on his feet though. He's in the shower.
Yeah, you can't come up with that one too quick.
No, if you pause at all, she knows he's lying.
Yeah, you got to know that one ahead of time.
Right.
So let's tell people ahead of time.
It's not used. Like you'd have a used one in his jean pocket.
But that's what he had to go with.
You throw used ones away.
In that situation, I think you're better off just like slipping and hitting your head to change the conversation.
And bleeding. Yeah. And bleeding.
What's this? Yeah. Ah, I'm bleeding.
Ow.
Yeah, she might have left him there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Still, that's good.
Yeah, but yeah. And best case scenario, she takes you to the ER, gets you stitched up, and then grills you.
Yeah.
Then you got a headache and another problem.
Yeah, I still think.
But it's got to be like a fairly hip business. You know, oh, we went to the Funny Bone and they handed out free condoms.
Yeah, but once again, Yoshi, those kind of stuff is usually like they're labeled something different, like a logo. This is actually just said probably Trojan on it.
Yeah.
Is he texting you right now?
No, but someone that knows him is.
Another guy knows the story.
Apparently, it still comes up.
Oh, if your buddy got caught doing that?
Oh, yeah.
That and the tan-faced guy, if he's my friend.
So they're still together?
I'm going as Halloween as that dude.
I guess. I don't know how it's going.
And she's got that in her back pocket.
Yes, she does.
Oh, God.
Like his rubber.
Yeah.
Yeah, you don't want to live with that.
Well, hold it. Was he bagging somebody else on the side?
I don't know.
Yeah, he was.
I don't know the guy.
Oh, you don't know?
Just I don't know the guy.
Okay. Yeah, but you know guys who know him.
Yes,
yeah.
I do.
Text Craig back. Let us know if he's bagging somebody else. Yeah, that's the key.
Put your phone out on the desk.
It would suck, though, if you haven't banged anybody else, but you just kept one thinking, in case I bang somebody. And then you're planning on it.
You are.
So you're done. Either way, you're done.
Either way, yeah.
You're better off banging somebody than getting caught planning on it.
Yeah, you got nothing.
Right.
Well, yeah, your wife's like, oh, you really think you're going to need this?
Right.
Is that what yours said to you? Or was she just convinced that you don't have enough game to cheat anyway?
Well, was it after your... Were you after the vasectomy, the rubbers? You?
Yeah, it would have been. Okay. Yeah.
Well, you don't want diseases when you're, right. when you're banging somebody else. Yeah,
you don't.
Yeah. All right. Yeah. Yeah, I don't know if those are still in my drawer or not.
But you can't use that Probably excuse not. At Costco because they don't hand out rubber samples anymore.
No.
No, that's
no
right.
Free no free samples
no,
at all.
No free rubbers. And then they're in Puss's way anyway.
Would you?
Move out of the way. By the way, I don't want a free rubber.
I got it from a bored old lady.
Get the hell out of the way.
I mean, if you made a lot of like homemade sausage, you could use that as a defense. Oh, I needed some natural casing.
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure those aren't edible.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure they're not natural.
No. They're spermicidal. Maybe the lamb skin. Affect the taste.
That's true, yeah.
What is semen?
Right.
Right. Well, we ran out of natural casing. And,
I think if that's your only option, right. You got to stop making sausage.
Just shove a hot dog in a rubber. Yeah, that's what I'm using it for, honey. Check it out. That's what you're doing.
Me and Jim were making deer sausage. We ran out of natural casing.
And then we got naked, and that's fun.
We needed lamb skin.
Broke back deer sausage. We
Todd, that's an Oscar Mayer
and
a Trojan.
To protect against HIV.
And then me and Jim had sex.
Sausage was pretty good, too.
But don't worry, I use protection. You know Jim. Our Jim's going to love his name in this situation. We always use that name. Yeah, ladies, I don't know. If you snagged a rubber and the guy was innocent, I don't. What if you had a teenage son and he had a rubber laying around? You could blame it on him, but it's not in your pocket,
and you just
though.
Slipped in your pocket?
It's not in your pocket.
Yeah.
I found
there's any number of things, right. And I don't know if any of them applied here. Right. But.
Oh, it's a running gag. I keep slipping them in his pocket. He puts them back in mine. You
it's
know,
hilarious.
It's,
right?
We're just
waiting for you to find it and see who gets busted.
Yeah.
It's a thing.
Wouldn't you kick your son's ass if he did that to you?
Oh,
Without the running gag, like the first time? You know what? You ever see your mom mad at you? This is her. Dumbass.
And then would she believe him if he said, I just did that so that you'd get mad?
How about this? The dad goes to his teenage son. You don't want to bring your kids in this situation, but it's, hey, I'm in trouble. Please say you put a rubber in my jeans.
And I'm glad to see you.
That is the worst. And you're dragging your kid into this, and now he knows you're, man, I don't know.
You can't have that.
But you also you're trying to do something to protect yourself from getting your ass kicked. I don't think you do that, though. Dad, no, I'm not going to do that. That's mom.
Well, that's where you got to hang around a bunch of wacky pranksters. You know, like the guys in Tag. Somebody's always hiding a rubber. Right.
Oh, we can
wear
that.
You'd have to use the joke defense.
Craig shoved that rubber in my pants when I wasn't looking at work. like I wasn't.
Damn it.
Becky knows you all sit 5 feet apart. How's Craig shoving a rubber in my pants?
He got me. You know how sneaky that guy is.
Turn your back for a second.
I would blame Craig, too, because she wouldn't be mad at Craig. Oh, that's Craig.
Oh, I shouldn't have. I knew I shouldn't have taken my pants off during the show this morning.
I think we'd have a lot of excuses here on our show. Took my pants off. What were you doing? We were doing a bit. Yeah.
What do you mean? What was I doing? Yeah, Craig, I always do.
Craig put Burking? Rubber in my pants, and I forgot.
Oh, this is a good one. This one, the email here, Morgan, and I'm assuming Morgan is a female.
You got it.
Mom found one on top of the garage in the fridge, questioned Dad about it. Dad said it was the daughter's, and she was 13 at the time.
Whoa.
Sold her out.
Whoa.
He was trying real hard to get out of that one.
Is Morgan the daughter?
Yeah.
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 And it wasn't hers?
No. She was 13.
And she was there for the conversation? Did she have to say, yes, it was mine to protect Dad?
I don't think she did.
Or Mom went to her and said, hey, I hear this is yours.
And she probably said, no.
What's that? Yeah.
Right.
Man, that's just a dude swinging wildly, man. I was saying blame your teenage son, but a 13-year-old daughter...
That is swinging wildly.
But you know, I just see guys doing that, though. You are just protecting your ass at all costs.
But at the same time.
At your 13-year-old daughter's virginity's cost.
He's also got this. Well, of course she's going to say it's not hers.
I know.
Yeah. Yep.
Yes. You're right, Craig. He did think that through.
Well, and I don't know, but.
All right, Lance writes this. TNT at TNTRadioEmpire.com is the email. My wife, when she was married to her first husband, goes through self-checkout at Walmart. Grabs receipt, goes home. Ex-hubby sees receipt, asks why she's buying condoms. The receipt she grabbed was from the person before her.
Oh.
Yeah, how do you get out of that?
You don't? She said it was her ex-husband, right?
Yeah.
And that wasn't the reason they broke up, right?
I don't know.
And with rubbers for this dude.
Yeah.
No. So she wasn't cheating. No. So legitimately picked up the wrong...
Rubbers from previous dude.
I can believe that because they shoot out. Those things just shoot out. If you leave it there, you leave it there.
You just grab the one that's at the end.
Had to be something else. Was it just rubbers?
Oh, I don't know if there was more.
Because you could prove you don't have any other products in your bag. You know it's not yours then.
Well, yeah, but you could also be hiding stuff. It depends on how soon after you get home.
Yeah, but what? You're not hiding the rubbers? You're hiding everything else you bought around the rubbers?
No. All he's looking at is the receipt.
Yeah, but rubbers.
All he's looking at is the receipt.
Yeah, but it had to be other things on that receipt besides rubbers.
Right. It depends on how quickly after she got home he saw the receipt. If everything is still in the bags,
yeah, she gets away with it, right?
Well, I got this, and it's not on the receipt. Right. You can see I got that here. You know, it's just the wrong receipt.
Yes.
Well, the lesson there is don't grab the receipt,
or at least the wrong one.
Although I think to get out of Walmart, you have to have the receipt, don't you? Sometimes they check you.
Yeah, they do.
If you're a long-haired
white
guy,
they
check you.
And if not, everything is in a bag.
No, at Target they don't. The shelf checkout at Target, they're just sitting there looking at you. They don't even look at you.
No, like the only time I really go to Walmart is
I'm going to buy rubbers and just prank people behind me.
At Dad's place, they got one across the street. And if you're brown or a long-haired white guy, they'll check the receipt.
Or if you don't have everything in a bag. That's the key.
You could ruin lives if you just went through a parking lot and like put condoms in cars that had like windows down a little bit.
Oh yeah, man, we should not stop. We should not talk about that. That's pretty hardcore. But that's a great bit though.
Don't leave your windows down or your sunroof open.
Then you just sit and wait for the wife. That'd be cold.
That's diabolical.
Yeah,
it really is.
Well, I'd be freaked out if I found a condom in my wife's purse.
Yeah, everybody would.
It's
I
like
believe.
She could get laid.
Right, right. She could get laid. you're exactly right. They could get laid, exactly. What if the wife found a big black double dong up there?
She might not have told him.
Well, the guy's not saying, hey.
That's the daughter's.
That's the daughter's. He might. You know? What's with the strap on the fridge?
I obviously, he doesn't have a line he won't cross.
No, he doesn't.
I think that was proven.
You're throwing your 13-year-old daughter under the bus. Yeah. Man, that's hardcore.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Hey, it's Todd and Tyler.
And thank you for listening to the podcast.
Please take a second to tell us how much you like the podcast.
And don't forget to comment.
Thanks again. On to the next podcast episode.